This was one of the most important days of my life. I saw Ray for the first time talking to Yvonne Davis on the street in Machynllef. I was on the way to see my sister Jen at the Chest Hospital with my mum during our dinner break at the factory. My mum had always believed in love at first sight because that's what happened to her when she met Dad. Something happened to me when I saw this handsome young lad and I just had to meet him. When I arrived back at the factory, I asked Margaret Davis, who was this lad that Yvonne was with? And she said he was from Banbury, Oxon, and that she was going out with his brother Ken. A blind date was arranged between us and we met at Bach Cinema on the 27th of January 1968. I can't remember the film, but I knew then that I wanted to marry him, as I had never felt like this about any of my other boyfriends. I didn't see him for about a week, but on the Saturday his family moved to live at number 2 Isle of Rhin. I was so thrilled. I explained to my mum that I wanted to see him again, so she gave me the News of the World paper to give to his mother. I laugh about it now because they must have known I wanted to see Ray. Ray and I started to go out together and would hang around the Owain Glyndŵr Institute at Machynllef with the rockers of the area, Glenn Roberts, Mervyn Jones, Thomas Holt, Edward Morris and John Mullane. It was just like the American programme FONS. The lady who was running the cafe at the Institute was called Eunice, and there was a jukebox and it was brilliant, somewhere for us youngsters to go, especially if you didn't have much money. One night Ray decided to finish with me because he was only 16 years of age and I was 17. He wanted to spend time with the lads on their motorbikes. I was devastated, but by the end of the evening we were back together again, and still are after 43 years. We would meet at the Red Telephone kiosk in Kynos after work, and one evening we were inside sheltering from the rain, and Ray went down on one knee and asked me to marry him. Even though I had only known him for 6 months, I accepted and was so happy. Ray also asked Dad if we could get engaged, and he agreed. Even now, I think how lucky I was to see him on the street that day. Ray and I had set a date for our engagement. It was to be on my 18th birthday, 13th of August 1968. We had ordered the ring from my mum's case catalogue because we couldn't afford to pay cash. It cost £9.10. It was 18 carat gold and had 3 small diamonds meaning I love you. We had gone to Aberystwyth one Saturday, 3rd of August, and my little sister Sian was with us. Ray decided he wanted to go to the castle to eat our fish and chips. After we had eaten, he showed me the ring and then placed it on my finger. I was so surprised. He said he couldn't wait until the 13th, so we were engaged 10 days early on the bench by the castle with my little sister by my side. It was still romantic and I couldn't wait to go home and show it off to my family and friends. Ray and I were married at Machynllef Registry Office on the 5th of October 1968. I was 18 and Ray was 17. We were very, very young, but we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together. Our best man was Ray's brother Ken and the bridesmaid was my friend Rose. The dress and ring were bought from Mam's Case catalogue. I wore a red rose in my hair and carried a spray of red roses. Some of my ancestors were married at the same registry office. My great-great-great-grandparents, John Morgan and Mary Tibbet. Great-great-grandparents, Lewis Rowlands and Catherine Thomas. Great-great-grandparents, Lewis Jones and Eleanor Morgans. My great-grandparents, John Jones and Jane Richards. Great-grandparents John Rowlands and Anne Mary Jones, great-grandparents Hugh Edwards and Alice Jones, and grandparents John Gomez Jones and Ellen Thomas, and grandparents Thomas Rowlands and Margaret Edwards. We had our wedding reception at the social club in the Caravan Club at Kynos. There were around 60 guests and it cost my parents £70, which was quite a large sum of money in those days. When we walked inside, my little brother Brian, who had been waiting patiently by the jukebox, played the song Congratulations, sung by Cliff Richards. He had won Second place in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1968. I can honestly say that it has been the best wedding reception that I've ever been to, and some of our friends, especially Ira and Jean, still talk about it today after 43 years. Ray and I were going to live for a while in a caravan named Richest. On the site, and when we arrived that night, feeling rather tipsy, Ray couldn't find the key, so he climbed in through the window and fell onto the bed. It then collapsed. Someone had taken all the bolts and screws out for a laugh, plus an apple pie bed. I think my nine Maggie was a little tipsy too, because she came back to see us in the evening with a pot of jam. What a laugh we all had. I wish we could do it all over again. Happy days. Our married life began with us living in two different caravans, one named Richards at Kynos Caravan Park and the other named Ivanhoe at Morbeny Saddell the last. Ray was labouring for John Evans, Cemmaes Road, and he helped build a new extension at the telephone exchange at Machynlleth. I was still working at the clothing factory, and the factory van would pick me up at Evans Bridge each morning. After a while, Ray bought a maroon BSA 250cc C12 motorbike from Chris Andrews, and he thought the world of it. One evening when we went to a folk singing event at Machynlleth, it was very late finishing, and as we approached Dubby Bridge, there was a policeman who was out looking for someone else. He stopped us and wanted to know where we were going. Ray had L plates on the bike and I was sitting behind him. Anyway, I think he was too busy and let us go home with just a warning. I also remember another evening when we rode all the way home to Kynos from Aberdovey with no lights, as the battery had gone flat. How we arrived home I'll never know, because that particular road is very twisty. Ken Ray's brother asked if he could borrow Ray's bike to go back to his work at Colwyn Bay, and when he returned it the following week, he had worn out the big ends. We were both furious, as it was also Ray's transport to work. We later moved to a flat at number 3 Glasfryn above a hairdressing shop in Machynlleth, near the war memorial. Ray had changed his job and was working at Meirion Milding as Malwy, and by now I was expecting our first child. We were very happy, life was really good, and we had so much to look forward to. There was also a new addition to our family, an Alsatian pup. Ray had saved her from a gypsy who was ill-treating her, and we called her Tanya. Sadly, she died from distemper. There was a lot of it around Mach at the time. We had plenty of friends in Mach who called in very often. Ivor, Jean, Sheila Ellis, Edward Morris, Glenn, Anna, Ken, Ray's brother. And we all went to the dances at the Drill Hall in Mine Gwyn Street. Ray would collect the money at the door, and I was helping out at the refreshment counter. It earned us a little extra money and we enjoyed ourselves at the same time. I remember we were in a car with some of our friends. It was dark, and on our way to a dance, there was no street lights, and the driver of our car almost drove up the ramp into an empty cattle lorry. Thank God he realised in time that he wasn't even drunk. I did enjoy living in town, but we had our name down for a council house in one of the surrounding villages, especially now that the time for my baby to be born was getting nearer. Our stay at Glasfryn was only 9 months.